Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Well, we are not at the level that Boston has been of late, but this is a pretty good time to be a New York sports fan. You got the Knicks, exciting and really good, up 3-1 over the Sixers. They could close it out tomorrow at the Garden. You've got the Rangers, who just swept the Capitals, now waiting for the winner of the Islanders and the Canes. So they're going to have some rest before the second round. You have the Yankees, who have the third-best record in baseball, and they have 19 wins. And they're going to start a 4-game set, a battle for first place in the American League East against a really good Orioles team. And then you have the Mets, who lost the first 2 games of the weekend series at St. Louis, but then won a thriller in a walk-off against the Cardinals, and they look like they're going to be a tough out. Are they going to win the pennant? No. Are they going to win a championship? No. But they're going to be gritty, and they're going to be tough. They have a good manager, and I think that as the season goes along, if they could get back some of their injured players, they could be much better than we thought they were going to be. So right now, you got to feel good. The Jets... Now, if the Achilles tendon is the right deal for Aaron Rodgers, could be a good year with them. The Giants, slow but steady, goes the race. I just think it's a pretty exciting time to be a New York sports fan.
Well, we'll see what happens with the football and the baseball teams. It's early with baseball and football. You know, we just had the draft, but you've got a story here that are kind of different stories, but trying to result in the same thing. You've got a Ranger team that clearly has an eyeball on the cup. They were the better team in the regular season. They just swept the Washington Capitals, and they're primed for a run. And they got a little pedigree, too. It was only 2 years ago they went to the conference finals. So they feel like something's happening here. And the Knicks, this is the most excited I think any Knicks fan has the right to be since Ewing. I think the 54-win team in 13, they went to the second round. They lost to the Pacers. But I don't think anybody realistically felt like anything like special was going to happen here. And I'm not sure how much everybody loved, you know, Carmelo, and there were some criticisms about that team. Everyone genuinely loves this Knicks team because they play so hard and they want it more, and they've got a legitimate star that's easy to follow. And there's just so much going on with these two teams, and they both play in the same building. And you're starting to see a little crossover. You know, Tibbs has talked about the Rangers. Peter Laviolette's talked about the Knicks. You've seen Knicks players going to Ranger games, and Ranger players going to Knicks games. And Peter, you weren't here in '94, but you saw that kind of crossover. I remember Anthony Mason walking around the crowd in a Ranger jersey. And it really feels like that. And it's not artificial. It's not made up just because of the symmetry of OJ and it was 30 years ago. Like, it's legit.
No, it's...
It is really legit.
You can feel it among the players. And, God, I mean, not to just keep singing this dude's praises, but why not the day after the greatest offensive performance in a playoff game ever by a New York Knick? But, guys, doesn't the whole thing sort of start with Jalen Brunson? Like, in terms of the way he carries himself? The kind of guy that he is on the court, the way that he carries around himself around the building. He just seems like the starting point for all of this positive energy that's happening. And not to take anything away from anyone else, but man, I think he is such a major piece here. He could end up, if he sticks around here, being such an iconic Knick.
You know, we talk about the preparation that all teams do to choose their roster. We just, you know, finished with the NFL draft and how many man hours get put into that. The Knicks were really the only team that wanted Jalen Brunson. The Mavericks had him. They let him go. Then they had to spend all that money to get Kyrie Irving when they could have kept him at a lot less. He signed for more with the Knicks than he would have signed with the Mavericks. It's a brilliant, brilliant signing. I mean, you got to give the Knicks front office a whole bunch of credit. They made the perfect trade at the perfect time in getting OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa. They sent away two players that were insanely popular.
and also important because, you know, one of them was a really high draft pick, the third pick in the draft. They had the guts to do it, and it's the perfect in-season trade. I mean, they don't lose when OG Anunoby is on the court. They just don't. So it's an amazing time right now. And there's one guy I keep thinking about, too. Listen, he's not lovable. He's not cuddly or anything like that. But can you imagine how great Jim Dolan feels? When he was in Philadelphia yesterday for that game, he has been just continually hammered year after year about everything he does wrong. He's built a great Ranger team. And now with patience and choosing the right people, because that's always been his problem. Not that he doesn't want to win. Not that he doesn't want to spend money. He picks the wrong people and he stays with them too long. But he finally picked the right guy, and it was an inspired choice. How do you know if you're going to hire an agent if they're going to be good? Leon Rose is never GM before. He's been great. Dolan must be floating on air. Now, all of us, I mean, even George Steinbrenner had a second act. Now, I don't know if Jim Dolan's going to have a second. He might not have had a first act yet. This could be his second act where he might be one of these owners that the fans end up liking.
And, you know, you brought up a great point with, you know, hiring an agent. That doesn't necessarily, especially in this town, resonate well, right? Brody Van Wagenen is a perfect example, right? And so it's not exactly, there's not a history of that necessarily working out. And clearly it has. Leon Rose has done a spectacular job with his team. And you go back to the Rangers, Michael, it was not received well when they let Gorton and JD go.
Nope.
I mean, JD was immensely popular. They signed Panarin. It looked like they were getting out from under the letter. And everybody was like, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on here? You fired John Davidson and Jeff Gorton after, you know, the great job that they did getting the team, you know, out of the letter and back into contention again. And you hire Chris Drury, who had never been a general manager before. He was the assistant GM. And he made a mistake with Gerard Gallant. But he certainly has made up for it with Peter Laviolette, who universally is looked upon as one of the best coaches in the NHL. And you see the difference. The roster is not that much different from last year, Michael, and it's a complete turnaround. Lafreniere's played better. Kako's played better. After blowing a 2-0 series lead to the Devils last year, they come back and they sweep the Washington Capitals. So he ended up getting that right as well. So nobody's going to throw any roses at his feet. He's not a likable guy. But I'm sorry, facts are facts. He took great chances with both of these organizations. That at the time of those hires, people raised eyebrows like, I'm not sure if that's where I'd go. And look how it's worked out.
Anthony, get to work. Get Dolan on tomorrow. Will you do that, please? Put the ask.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, we want him on. And also, throw the Knicks and the Rangers how great they're doing. And then the Sphere, which is the talk of entertainment, he's had a pretty good year. He's had a pretty, pretty good year. We'll see how it turns out. Do the Knicks have staying power? Will they go to the Eastern Conference Finals? Will the Rangers trip up against a better team? I don't know. But they're in play. And they've turned the garden now into some place where... And Peter, again, you weren't even born in 94. But the bottom line is, the baseball teams didn't even start until the Knicks and the Rangers were done in 94. You didn't even talk about the Yankees and the Mets until June.
And honestly, guys, I mean, you might feel differently because you're in the thick of it. It's kind of happening again. It's really hard for the baseball to get a lot of traction because it's every day there's something else bigger is going on, and you threw the draft in too. Now, I think people are paying attention, but it's really hard for it to get a lot of conversation. Even as well as the Mets are, you know, above 500 and the Yankees are one of the best teams in baseball. But that's just how powerful this thing is. And unlike 94, especially with the Rangers mortgaged a lot of their future in 94 at the trade deadline. And we saw what ended up happening after that. They went to the conference final in 97, but then they went 8 straight years missing the playoffs. It doesn't look like these teams are going anywhere. I don't feel like they're not old teams. And listen, the window can close very close, and I think the window is, I think, a lot smaller for the Rangers than it is for the Knicks just because of where they are in their stages here. But I don't feel like this is a one-hit wonder. So if it doesn't work out this year, you got every reason to believe that maybe a next step could be taken next year. I don't want to start, you know, thinking about the future when the present is so bright, but don't you see sustainability in these two organizations?
Well, not only I can't speak to the Rangers like you can. But I'm going to talk about the Knicks. This is the worst Nick team that you're going to see in the next 5 years.
I think so.
This one. You know how many draft picks they have that they could deal for anybody they want? And their cap situation is in great shape. They have handled everything beautifully. Now, Leon Rose is the mysterious rose. Nobody talks to him. And he should talk in order to get his flowers, but that's okay. He doesn't want to talk. He's letting his work talk, and his work is screaming out accolades because they are set up for a really long run. Jalen Brunson's young. Now he can opt out of his contract after next year, which he will. They'll sign him to a big money deal. They've got 7 first-round draft picks that they could play around with. They could bring in anybody they want. They've got tradable contracts. They've got maneuverability. Their cap's in great shape. This is the worst Knick team that you're going to see in the next 5 years. I'm telling you, it is. That's how great they're set up. So you got to give them credit.
You do.
Leon Rose and crew, it's not just Leon, have done an unbelievable job. Unbelievable.
I appreciate and crew. Being in crew myself. No, but you're absolutely right, Michael. There's no reason that this is not going to get better for this team. And back to heaping on more praise for Jalen Brunson. How much does it do to have this exciting and highly regarded a player on the team? How much more likely does it make it? How much more confidence do you have as a Knicks fan going into an offseason, regardless what the outcome is here? Assuming, no, let me not say that, because I will say if they somehow tragically lost the next 3 games, that could change the energy around this team. But assuming, knock on wood, that they are to win this series and at least play another competitive series, you're telling me you're not going to feel way better going into free agency about the possibilities, knowing the kind of season you just played, minus Julius Randle still playing that way, because of how good they were and because specifically of how good Jalen Brunson was? You have to feel better, Michael. That's the thing. Who's going to be the person to entice someone? I think they found that guy.
Yeah, I don't know if they did it by accident. I don't think that they knew that Brunson was going to be this good. They knew he was going to be good. They never thought he was going to be this. I mean, nobody thought.
No,
I don't
even
think Jalen Brunson's dad, Rick, thought it was going to be this good. But now they've got the anchor. They have somebody that everybody will want to play with. He's going to make second All-NBA. He will. And everybody's going to look and go, the Knicks are the place. Knicks are the place you want to play. Everybody wants to play in New York, but they didn't want to play on a bad team. Now they're going to play in New York with a great player, a great facilitator, and it's an attractive place to go.
Well, the reason New York is such a bad place to play when the team stinks is the exact reason why it's such a great place to play when they win. Because the energy is just unbelievable because the fans are so passionate. They're going to be all in on you when you're winning. And then, listen, they'll turn on you when you lose. And they'll boo you if they feel like you deserve to be booed. They'll get on you. Expectations sometimes, when they're not lived up to, will be punished by this fan base. But that's the exact reason why you want to win here. Because you'll be a part of forever. Especially with these two franchises. The Rangers have won once since 1940. All right? The Knicks have not won a championship in over 50 years. And listen, I know 94, that was 30 years ago. There's a whole generation of Ranger fans, including our producer, that don't remember the last time the Rangers won.
Mark Messier is absolutely beloved for that one cup. And all the players on the 69 and 73 Knicks are revered forever.
Do you know, like right now Brunson feels like he owns the town, right? Right now he's probably the hottest star in New York, just based on what's going on here.
Don, good time to re-up that conversation that we love to have.
Right, we always have it. But Peter, if you won a championship, he's right there with anybody who's ever played for the Knicks. He's right there. And the same for all of these Rangers. Can you just imagine, you know how Graves and Richter and Messier and Leach are remembered? If this Ranger team won, then it becomes Kreider and Zibanejad and Panarin and Shesterkin. It'd be right there. Because what would any of those guys have been if they didn't win in 94? Like, Leach was a Hall of Famer, no question. But Messier would have been looked upon as a failure. Didn't deliver. Delivered in Edmonton, couldn't deliver here. Richter's a nice goaltender, nice stats, couldn't win the big one. You know, Graves, a really nice player, scored 50 goals, but didn't win. Those guys win, they're gods. Their numbers are retired. That's what's ready for these players right now. Is that's what they could be on the cusp of being here in the next couple of years, become very good players on a very good team, to being remembered forever. Doc and Daryl and you know, Graves and Messier and Richter and all the great ones and the core four with the Yankees. That's what could be. That's the future, possibly. for these stars in New York if they could do it.
Peter, you would have been proud of me. So over the week, I'm in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
And it's the Milwaukee Brewers. Mm-hmm. And one of their names, like, you know, the Bronx Bombers, is the Brew Crew.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And because the Islanders sent us donuts and addressed the letter to Michael, Don, and Crew, and we started calling you Crew, I went to every souvenir shop in the ballpark, and I said, do you have anything that just says Crew?
Oh.
I was going to buy you a sweatshirt, and they don't.
Oh.
I didn't think Brew Crew worked.
I wouldn't know. Brew Crew wouldn't work because it's a brewer shirt. But if it just said Crew?
Just Crew. It would have been gold.
Oh, gold, Jerry. Gold. Did you tell Bob?
By the way, Jerry Seinfeld, 70 today.
That bothers me.
Why?
No, that one bothers me, too.
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No. Yes, that one bothers me.
That he's 70? Well, does it bother that Larry's 74?
No.
Larry's supposed to be 74. Jerry's supposed to be 64 now. Right, Don? 64 sounds good.
Well, because Seinfeld lives forever, right? You can't turn on the TV at night and not find a Seinfeld. So he's forever 35 to me on Seinfeld. The fact that he's now 70, you know, Larry, we got exposed to Larry, obviously, during Curb. And you did see the difference when they were doing the flashbacks in the final episode. But he's pretty much always looked that way. But and I think Jerry looks great, but 70? Jerry Seinfeld, 70?
Remember, we saw him in the park the other day. He walked right by us. I would have legit guessed. I mean, math tells you it couldn't be much less than 65, but I would have guessed around there.
And, you know, it's been bothering me. It's been haunting me, actually.
Wow.
Haunting?
You asked me, when you saw Jerry, as you put it, in the wild, who is the biggest star I ever met in the wild? And it's been bothering me. I have not been able to come up with one.
What, you don't have one?
No.
You don't have a great in the wild story?
No, I have to. 56 years walking the earth, I've had to bump into somebody. And what we mean by in the wild is like we're around famous people because of the show or going to...
No, in the wild.
We're just talking about you just roaming around in a mall and, oh, look, there's so-and-so walking past you.
Yeah, I would need a few minutes to think about my other greatest in the wild. I had a Mike Tyson in the wild, guys, which is your, if you remove me and that I know him and am such a fan,
right.
just remove that. That is a big in the wild spotting. Seinfeld was a big one.
Do you have one, Michael?
I'm thinking as you guys are talking, I can't think of one.
I know I'm forgetting.
I mean, I once ran into Donald Trump at Madison Square Garden.
Does the garden count?
No, I guess not, because that's garden not in the wild.
Yeah, the garden can't be the wild because you see, it's at 30 rows away from Tracy Morgan. Like, I mean, it doesn't count. Because
we went up the elevator together.
Hmm. Did you say hello?
I did say hello, and you know, because back then, before he became a politician, didn't like to shake hands. And I was not dressed up, like a hobo.
Okay.
And I said hello, and he kind of looked at me warily. And then I said, I'm the Yankee. And when I said the Yankees, that warmed him up. And I think he was there with his two sons. And they were very young at the time. I don't know if that counts as in the wild.
Yeah, Michael, I'm not a fan. I don't want to touch your clammy, gross hands. Colossally gross K. That's what we call him. His hands are so sticky and gross.
I saw Richie Havens at a Stevie Nicks concert. I don't know if does that count.
Even if it does count, it's terrible.
Longer with us. That's not right.
I'm sorry I laughed on that. Oh man, that was such a good
quote. No, I think
you're
thrilled you laughed on it.
I saw Richie Havens at a Stevie Nicks concert. Was such a beautiful piece of dondom.
He opened Woodstock. He's not nobody.
No, he's not nobody for sure. He's definitely somebody, but wow. That was so Don. All right, let's keep thinking of in the wild.
Let's go to Sam in Brooklyn in the wild. What's up, Sam?
What's up? Richie Havens, who's an alumni of Franklin K. Lane High School, which I went to.
Wow, look at that. Wow. Tying it all together, Sam.
How ironic is that?
Hey, I have two questions for you, Don, about the Rangers. So, first is, will they use Hedl against the Canes, and how do you think they'll employ him? And the other question is, you know, when speaking to reporters or other sportscasters from outside the New York area, how do they speak about the, do they speak about the Rangers the way we speak about, let's say, the Canes or the Bruins or all these other, like, you know, great teams that we might be,
Sam,
like, you know.
It's a great point, because that's how I kind of gauge, right? When, you know, traveling around with the Rangers, and how do the out-of-town announcers and out-of-town media respond? And it's always a really good indication. They are really impressed about how good and well-run this team is. Now, as far as the Heatles concerned, everybody it's the main conversation. Not to Laviolette, because he's not going to answer it, but just to different people around the team, just banter back and forth. The general consensus is, for Heatle to get in, something bad has to happen. And what I mean bad means somebody has to get hurt, or they fall behind 2-0 to Carolina and they're looking for a spark. Peter is exceptionally loyal, and he's not going to bench somebody unless they deserve to be benched, and he's not going to make any changes as long as they're winning. So if they lose the first two games to Carolina, maybe for a spark they'll put Heedle in, or if somebody gets hurt. So I think for Heedle to play in the playoffs, guys, something bad has to happen. So you should almost root for him not to play.
Anthony Pusick said he met Liam Neeson running in Central Park while he was in high school. That's his in the wild.
I saw that. The thing I can't wrap my mind around, please don't take this the wrong way, Anthony, I just can't picture you running.
So that's an interesting point by
now, Anthony. Not that he's not physically fit. I just, Peter, wrap your mind around it.
Like, I ran all 4 years, all three seasons.
Wow. That's a shock.
Hear that?
Did you know that?
Sub-5 mile back in high school.
Did you always wear jeans and a polo shirt?
No, that would be really hard to run in.
He's got a little Andrew in him. Anthony doesn't talk himself up at all.
No.
I bet you he has a Jay-Z story that we're going to stumble upon as the years go by. He probably has a killer story. He just hasn't gotten around to telling us yet.
Oh, can you imagine if he dropped one of those? Nothing will ever be that.
Yeah, but I didn't know he ran in school.
Never.
Can you imagine how much faster he'd be without the Pusick? I mean, the wind resistance of the
Pusick. That's a great point by Michael.
Did you have the Pusick back in high school?
You couldn't in an all-boys Xavier High School.
Well, I mean, boys do grow beards.
Don knows.
You had to shave.
By the way, it's the name of Michael's 38th book.
Boys do grow beards.
At a Catholic school? When I went to Don Bosco Tech, it was a Catholic school. I didn't shave one day. And the punishment would be they'd give you like an old Bic razor, and you'd have to shave with soap and water. And you cut your face up like a ribbon. That's
in the dean's office.
To you back then.
Yep.
Because back in the 80s, they'd beat you, Michael.
No beating took place.
No, because you're a modern kid.
Dave and Brick. Dave.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. How about you?
Well, I got a quick story for you. So when the Rangers signed Artemi Panarin, I was actually meeting Mark Messier, Brian Leetch, Adam Graves, and Mike Richter. I was just about to meet them, and I got the text that the Rangers traded for Panarin. And I was like, if this isn't a sign from God, I don't know what is.
Now, did you break it to them?
Yeah, did you break? Yeah, exactly. That was a nice icebreaker if you talked
to
them.
No, I was asking Richter if he knew which side, what's-his-name was going to go to on the penalty shot. Bore was going to go on the penalty shot. He goes, I have no idea. I had no idea.
So you were living in the past instead of the present, let's be honest.
I was just so starstruck, man. It was like always a dream of mine to meet those guys, and like it was just so awesome, you know. And I said two things before the series started, and I was like, if Artemi Panarin shows up and the Rangers don't go seven games every series, the cup runs through New York. I don't think there's a team as talented out there as the Rangers are. Like top to bottom, I think the Rangers. I might be a little bit of a homer, but I think they're the most talented roster.
I really wish Artemi Panarin got more attention for the heart. And maybe it isn't the Brunson level for a lack of appreciation, guys, but it's always Kucherov, it's always MacKinnon, it's always McDavid. You know what? If you took those guys away from those teams, they'd be hurt. But I still have a feeling that the Tampa Bay Lightning would find a way to be the first wild card if they lost Kucherov. And I still think Colorado would have finished in third if they lost MacKinnon. If the Rangers lost Panarin, they're not winning the President's Trophy. They're not the best team in the league. But he won't get consideration despite the fact that he had 49 goals and, you know, 120 points. But if he, Michael, if he could play well, this could be really, really special, because that's how good Panarin is. And he's been good so far in the playoffs. And that's been the knock on him, is that he only produces on the power play. But if he can play well in these playoffs, that's going to be huge for this team.
Well, the hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Yeah, Peter, isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They'll contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva, along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then, NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water, and you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations across New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET and lose the weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer without any shots. Go to njdiet.com.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8. SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time now for the Pinstripe Report, brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Yankees took 2 out of 3 in Milwaukee. Pretty good Milwaukee team. They scored 15 runs Saturday. They scored 15 runs on Sunday. And it's only the fifth time in Yankee history that they've scored 15 or more runs in successive games. So pretty impressive performance. Aaron Judge looked like he was a lot closer to what you expect him to be. So that was a good thing. A big bases-loaded double by Gleyber Torres, who's still waiting for his first home run, which is kind of hard to believe. Anthony Rizzo hit his 300th home run, had a very good week, and he was just named American League Player of the Week. So these four games against the Orioles, they should be fun. The Orioles are good. They're young. I don't know if they have enough pitching. I'm not in love with their bullpen. In fact, Kimbrel blew a save yesterday to Oakland. Oakland came in and took 2 out of 3 from the Orioles. So that's something. The Yankees keep winning series. The only series they lost was the one in Toronto. They did split the four games with Oakland, but they have 19 wins, and they have the third best record in baseball. The only teams better, Atlanta at 19-7, Cleveland at 19-9.
And boy, were those runs a sight for sore eyes.
They really were.
You look up.
All those
see
people that want the bench judge, are they not going to call now? Just like the ones that wanted to release Stanton, they didn't call. They kind of went away.
That is weird how that happened. What was the overall in the series? Do you remember?
I have it right here.
Because you're doing a Yankee game tonight, aren't you?
Judge in the last two games was 5 for 10, 2 homers, 2 walks. 5 ribbies, 3 runs scored.
God, did he need that? That is a nice thing to have.
And his hand had a major contribution to.
Oh, you know, yeah. For those that don't know, he broke up a double play because I guess when he slides, his left hand, which is the hand
of God,
with the oven mitt on it,
oh, yeah,
was in the way of the throw. And I thought it should have been interference and it should have been a double play. But somebody did a compilation of every slide that he's ever done, and he does that. He just lifts his hand. And if he keeps doing it, he's going to get his hand hurt.
Right.
Because he's going to get
It's not illegal in any way. It's just dangerous.
No, it is illegal if you put your hand up on purpose.
Yeah, but
that's the way he slides, so it's not illegal.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, just that's the way he slides. Still could be illegal.
He's never been called on it before.
Well, because it never hit his hand.
Right. Well, the umpires said after the game that they got it wrong.
Right.
They should have called interference.
Now, listen, you know, it opened up the inning, but, you know, things happen.
It opened up for seven runs.
Yeah.
Well, that's the pinstripe
bunches,
report.
I'll tell you that.
What was that?
They score in bunches.
Yeah, they do. That's the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. For a pain-free life, visit samwellpain.com today. Did get a chance to talk with Bob Uecker. That was fun. He's something else. Kept asking about John. How's the kid doing? Because he's 90, John's 85, so he can call John kid.
I love that. So good. He's still sharp as can be?
Unbelievable.
He's completely same guy.
He goes down at the end of the game. They have a golf cart that takes him under the stadium and right to his Corvette. He drives himself home.
Wow. That is so great. And now just to check.
Yeah.
Would you take 90?
No.
Would you take Euchre's 90? Meaning,
and then it's going to end?
You don't know when it's going to end, but living just like Euchre up till close to this age.
All right, let me think. No, I need more.
It's going to be horrible when you lose this negotiation.
Well,
I'm not looking forward to it.
It's going to be a horrible when I die.
That's the loss of the. That's how it ends.
When my mom's friend Faye turned 98, Michael said he would take 98. So we know that.
It's somewhere between 90 and 98.
I think we narrowed it to 94 and 98.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So that is really. I gotta. Yeah, we're going to have to get you. You probably have to drop weight. You probably have to drop some height.
Height's not good for old age.
So this is going to be tough.
Bill Russell made it work.
Yes, he did, but very few do.
Very few.
Let's go to Vinny in Staten Island. Vincent.
How you doing, guys?
Great. How are you?
I got a meeting someone in the wild. I was lucky enough to work at City Hall. I got to meet a lot of great people, Roger Bear, Run DMC. But two of the nicest people I ever met were Michael Kay and John Sterling at the Yankee Parade.
Oh, really? What year?
Most gracious two people. John Sterling said to me, "Excuse me, young man, can you tell me where the men's room is?" And I took him to the men's room in 96, and he said, "Is there anything I can get you?" I said, "No." 3 years later, he was back at the parade, and he remembered me. Greatest moment of all the people I met.
That's pretty cool.
Been listening to the show since day one. I love all you guys. You're great.
Thank you, Vinny.
It's a great phone call.
It fits for in the wild, though. When you work at City Hall and the Yankees are in a parade. Like, I had somebody on social media saying that their in the wild moment was meeting Jerry Garcia getting into a limo at the Garden. That's not in the wild.
Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Paulie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up, man?
Hey, I have an amazing list. I really do.
Okay.
And I don't really know how to put them in any order, but I'll tell you who they are. And this is no nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad Ali.
Mm.
Met him when I was readmitting into my college back when he was on his hiatus.
Wow.
Jack Nicholson. On the Florida Forum. I was out there for a Giants game in 91. He was on the Florida Forum. And I met...
That's not in the wild, though. It's still very exciting, but not... It's meeting Jack at the Forum is not in the wild.
Well,
it's like getting a meeting at his office, for God's sake.
Right.
Muhammad Ali, Jack Nicholson, and what's his name? John Lennon.
Where was John Lennon?
Wow. No, okay. Really?
Yes. No lie. No lie. Seriously. He was a guy who was an elephant's memory, was a roommate of a guy that I went to college with. I was over visiting my friend. The door knocks, and it's John Lennon. It was like having God walk in the room.
Oh, my.
It was incredible.
Was he nice?
He just walked on and go, "Hello, lads." And we were all sitting there stunned, and he walked on, and the two of them walked out, and he said goodbye, lads, and that was it.
Oh,
it was amazing.
God. Wow, you know,
love it. Yeah, you've got some good ones for sure.
Yeah, I can't give him the Jack because, like Peter said, that's his office. But Muhammad Ali and John Lennon in the wild, Peter, you can't get better than
it. I don't know how you beat it. You know,
that's one and one A, and you take your pick. Who's one and who's one A?
But think about this, Don. What about the time I was walking down the street in South Beach? I'm walking down the street, minding my own business. I look up, someone punched me in the chest. I looked up, it was Martin Luther King. Punched me right in my chest.
You didn't mean no Martin Luther the King.
Let's go to Chris in Sand Lake. Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
So, good. What's up, Chris?
I love your show.
Thanks.
So I'm not an NBA fan, but the year that Dr. J retired, I happened to be at a conference in San Antonio. And he was making a tour of all the NBA cities. I had read in the paper that morning that he couldn't play that night because he had broken his finger. And they had a picture of him. The conference was boring. I went into the sauna at the hotel. And there was this very big man with a shock of white hair and a splint on his finger. And I thought to myself, holy blank, I am sitting in the sauna all by myself with Julius Erving.
So you didn't just meet Julius Erving in the wild. You met him in the raw.
I did. He had a towel. He had a towel. We both did. But not knowing basketball all that well, I just knew enough that, like, I'm in the sauna with Babe Ruth of basketball.
Did you talk to him?
It was, all I can remember saying, Michael, was, this lame, the game is going to miss you.
Oh, and he probably appreciated that.
It's not bad.
Yeah. So that's my story of the guy in the wild.
I just thought of an in the wild one. See, Peter, you probably say it doesn't count. I'm in the Yankee clubhouse at the old Yankee Stadium, and for some reason, Springsteen walks in.
I mean, no,
expecting Springsteen in the wild.
Yeah. Right. It's not the wild, but. Like, I had a friend, my friend Zach, I think it was Zach, just saw Springsteen at a diner in Jersey a couple of weeks ago.
What did he order?
I don't know if he knew what he ordered, but that's in the wild. Anyone walking into the clubhouse in Yankee Stadium is, it's still super exciting, but I can't count it as in the wild. Don, you agree?
Yeah, it does have that in the wild adjacent kind of thing, because it is a place where famous people go. Like, in the wild suggests it's like it's neutral. You're not
like at a Dunkin.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, all right, Bruce Springsteen doesn't belong at Yankee Stadium necessarily, but it's not that crazy to think that he would be at Yankee Stadium. Now, you don't remember the actor because I'm trying to think of stuff that he was in. Now, you remember Michael Pollard? He was in Stooged. He was in Roxanne. If you saw him, Peter, go look it up on IMDb. You'd recognize him.
I know. I remember him.
I was covering a Yankee game for the Fan. And remember at the old Yankee Stadium, Michael, the radio room? It was like a little room where you'd just be able to feed your sound.
Mm-hmm.
He was just sitting there in the radio room by himself. Just staring out into space. Like, I never found out why he was there.
And you didn't say anything to him?
No, because honestly, saying something to him would have seemed awkward. Nobody else was bothering, just sitting there, right in the middle of the room, by himself, staring into space. I just walked by him.
I never told you. He was there every day until the stadium closed in 2008. Yeah. He went there every day.
You know what I want to hear? I want a Michael Jackson. That's an in the... You get a Michael Jackson in the wild, you get a Prince in the wild. Now, the guy who had Muhammad Ali and John Lennon is a distant winner right now. But Michael Jackson would be
impressive. My dad's in the wild moment, it was something we talked about forever until he passed, was Lou Costello.
Michael Jackson and Jace, I've always said it.
Well, no, but for that time, Lou Costello?
No, that's, and by the way, that's Costello. Just say Costello, honestly. He loses cachet when you add his first name.
I'm sorry, I just wanted
to... His first name is Abbott-N, okay? That's his first name.
So it was just in a park in Patterson.
Well, it's Abbott and Costello.
No, do you hear what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, but why couldn't he say Lou Costello?
Because I literally, I'm like, I Googled it. I was like, Lou Costello. Oh, it's Abbott and Costello. Yeah, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what he'd have to it describe be, it. But my father met Abbott and Costello, but it was Costello.
That's awkward, Peter. I would say the answer is my dad met Costello of Abbott and Costello.
That's too
verbose. It's cumbersome. No, listen, you know what? I'm fine with how it played out. You said Lou Costello, and other people hopefully did what I did. And they went, Googled it. Oh, Abbott and Costello. Wow.
And you know what his father asked him? He said, who's on first?
Who's on first? Oh, yeah. Come on. That's just, you know.
Go Raul in Pennsylvania. Raul.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Great. How about you?
I'm doing great, Michael. Good. I just want to comment on your hair. I saw the interview with my mom next to me. She said, look at Michael K. Wow. He was doing the George Thyrone
interview. Oh, yeah. We played that. Yeah, it was from 95. Beautiful hair, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. I was like, wow.
It's amazing what age does to you, Raul.
It's not right.
Yeah, but you look the same, though. You still look good.
Thank you.
Yeah, my mom liked it. But anyways, I want to talk about the Yankees. I got a question.
All right.
They score a lot of runs in Milwaukee. Now, I see that Judge was slumping the last 2 weeks. Did you see enough or you to say that he's got to his point now, break out of it? Or do you have to wait till the Orioles series, which is a good team, and then that will tell you if Aaron Judge really is going to carry the Yankees more
follow. Well, I've seen a lot of this, Raul, on social media that, you know, the Brewers aren't good. Well, the Brewers in first place in the Central when the Yankees came into Milwaukee on Friday. So the Brewers are pretty good. I mean, they're not one of the best teams in baseball, but they're pretty good. But Aaron Judge is off the interstate. He's hitting .211. He looked good the last two games. He looked like he was on time. That's the most important thing. We'll see if it continues. Orioles are a good test for the whole Yankee team. This might be the best team they've played. I believe it is. Am I missing somebody, Don? I think it's the best team they've played.
No, I think it is.
And the Astros have proven not to be that great.
And Cleveland, I guess, would be the other one.
Right. And Arizona. I think that Baltimore's better than all of them. Right?
Well, that's your stiffest competition in the division.
Yes. Hey, the second annual DiPietro and Rothenberg pregame party is coming up on Thursday, May 2nd. Come out to see the live broadcast starting at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset, just steps away from Manhasset Station on the LIRR, where after the show, the crew will take the train to Citi Field for the matinee game against the Cubs. Now, if you're headed to the game, look for the pregame party in Lot E, that's E as in Edgar, along Roosevelt Avenue near the 7 Line. Brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company. Celebrate the no-frills good life with Montauk Brewing Company, maker of New York's favorite craft beer, Wave Chaser IPA, a highly approachable brew that's packed with tropical hops and delivers endless flavor. Chase your wave. And by Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails, available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Please, Zing Zang, responsibly.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
This is the worst Nick team that you're going to see in the next 5 years. Their cap situation is in great shape. They are set up for a really long run. Jalen Brunson's young. They've got 7 first-round draft picks that they could play around with. They could bring in anybody they want. They've got tradable contracts. They've got maneuverability. Their cap's in great shape. This is the worst Nick team that you're going to see in the next 5 years. As my friend Mike Green would say, bang, bang, I got the first one. I've got a good in the wild from my friend Jack Curry. You ready?
Right, really? Okay, Jack, what do you got?
You ready? He said it was 2003 or 2004 in Boston.
All right.
He sat at the counter of California Pizza Kitchen.
I like the story so far.
Which he likes. Yeah. And you know who sit down next to him? Right next to him at the counter. Orenthal James Simpson.
Strong.
That's a strong in the wild, right?
That is very strong. Because it's not about good or bad. It's about level of famousness.
Right. And what are you going to talk to him about? Did you really do it? I mean, what do you say?
I mean, you could always talk football. You know, you could.
Christian on Twitter said, while working at TGA Fridays in Woodbridge, New Jersey, met Lawrence Taylor in the wild.
Solid. Solid.
Now, this one's weird. This one's disconcerting to me. Dion Matthews said, few famous folks I've seen in the wild, but one relevant one for this show. I once saw Greeny riding in the back of a pedicab in Flatiron. Yelled out, what's up, Mike? And he gave me a nod back.
That's
a
something.
Pedicab.
It happens. Sometimes you need one.
Now, my you know Joe Tolleson, right?
Well, sure, of course. Who doesn't?
He had a really good one. The Griffey double to win the 95 series.
Yeah.
Joe stops at a bar waiting for his train at Penn State.
No, he scored on the double.
He scored on the double by Edgar Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Charger now.
So he's watching the game, and there's a man next to him, bearded guy, he's got a hat pulled over his eyes, and he's sitting there just drinking, and they strike up a conversation about the game and what an amazing moment it was, and they talk for like 5 minutes, and then he goes to pay his check and he shakes hands, says goodbye, and he recognizes it's Bill Murray.
Wow.
Well, Bill Murray's the king of In the Wild.
He seems to be, right?
Now Jack Curry said no words exchanged between me and the juice.
So ask him but if he had to say something.
Well, and I'm sure he considered it. Was he considering?
Well, he's watching right now, so just ask him now.
Jack, what year was this? Did he say the year?
2003 or 2004.
So you're still 10 years, you know, AM.
Yeah. Cameron White, who's our director at Yes.
Love Cameron.
He sat next to Anne Hathaway at a restaurant in Westport.
Uh-oh, Michael would have done something.
I'll tell you what, I went to a movie premiere with Jody that Anne Hathaway was in, and they had a Q&A afterward.
We heard this.
But she's beautiful in person. As beautiful as she is on screen.
Well, that's not shocking.
You're in the wild.
She did say that in Hollywood. That wasn't in the wild. But she said in Hollywood they didn't think she was like attractive enough.
Oh, that was the thing. Right.
But you're in the wild moment, Michael, is the Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you, Don, for knowing my life better than me.
You had a Cindy Crawford in the wild. That's a pretty good one.
And then I said the same thing to Cindy that Jack said to OJ. Nothing.
Which you're very proud of.
Let's go to Blanderson Hooper. Blanderson.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
All good.
I just tweeted out. I know Don would appreciate this. Probably not you guys. But my dad was in a hospital bed next to Jean Potson. For about a week or so, about 6 or 7 years ago. So that was my
That's a rough one. I'm going to be honest with you.
I also ran into Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20
Let's just wrap this. I think I speak for everyone when I say thank you for the call.
That's not nice. Why?
Wow. Because
he's not a hip hop guy. Oh, you know how many useless hip hop people you bring up, and I'm supposed to bow down to you? He's a rock guy.
By
and he likes Matchbox 20.
Shut up. That's a bad job by you, Don. That was a bet. You just went to every cheap thing. Would I have bad mouthed? Did I, Michael? Michael, did I seem not impressed by John Lennon?
Oh, you were, come but on. Rob Thomas is.
That's your example.
But Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20
is. And I wouldn't have said anything if you said Jay-Z. But Michael, how many times do we have to hear some story about a hip-hop guy neither of us have ever heard
and
of? And we're supposed to go, you're the most interesting man in the world.
Flip the cards over. And say goodbye to Yes right now. Bye, Yes.
Bye, Yes. You're missing out. Wake up, Flip.
But Blanderson, you don't even disagree with me, do you?
I have no control over who I meet and who I don't.
No, right, but did you call up? Did you call? 100%. I'm not begrudging you. But
right.
Did you call up and for 1 minute think that you were going to go, oh, we got it. We found Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. Did you think that was going to happen?
No, we met somebody from Two Live Crew. You'd be like, tell me more.
But is this Boomer Esiason or Don LaGreca? I mean, what are you saying? When do I ever try to overemphasize the importance of rap people over rock people?
No, I'm just saying
that. It's just not a good one.
Look what you've done, Blanderson.
I'm just saying, why'd you call me Boomer Esiason?
But we got a Muhammad Ali, Don, and that's a Rob Thomas. It's going where it belongs.
But Blanderson said that's who he met.
But we're judging them all. I'm saying
but once
sucks.
You get Muhammad Ali and you're throwing in John Lennon, everybody that calls after
right,
that's going to have
the
a
game?
Crappy
but no,
one.
No, but did I not just, 2 seconds ago, Blanderson, do me a favor, shut your face. But just 2 seconds. Seconds ago, Jack Curry said he saw OJ. I'm no OJ fan, but I went, oh my God, that's a really good one.
I value these men. These are our callers.
Jean Potvin in a hospital bed? That's not good. That was a bad phone. I love Blanderson.
Well, that's for Don.
Those were two
even
bad ones.
Disclaimer, that's for Don, but...
That one was for
Rob
Don,
Thomas okay? is not a bad one, man.
Blanderson, you have nothing to be ashamed of. Don't you let
Michael
Peter
couldn't
shame
pick
you.
Rob Thomas out of if Rob Thomas came in wearing a jersey that said Matchbox 20 on the front, Thomas
but,
on the
but
back.
That's irrelevant.
That?
And why you call me Boomer? What are you trying to? I wasn't making any kind of political statement. I'm
saying
that you're a hip hop guy.
Like
if you
boomer.
Threw somebody out, you'd want some respect. He's a rock guy.
But guys, I'm not throwing out obscure rap ones. None of you going to get. I threw out ones that are major. By the way, I did remember another good one of mine. Senior Derek Jeter in the wild. A Jeter wild. You don't get it every day,
how
but
about
it happened.
How about Don? He's got an edge to him, Peter. You ready? On Twitter, WP Durr goes, walking down Fifth Avenue in the mid-80s, I was able to smile and nod at John and Yoko. Walking around crowd who had no idea who he was. Don retweeted and goes, John died in 1980, so that makes it even more interesting.
Wow. Don's kid, I don't know why he's coming in hot today.
He is coming in really hot.
But when he say mid-80s and the guy died in December 1980, it's got to go without
comment.
Let it go rather than embarrass the guy.
No, the guy did it to himself, though.
All right, Peter, we have ENN coming up, but first... After the way Don's attacked you, I think you better call BetterHelp.
You know what? I feel like I should because, you know, sometimes in these situations, you think you have friends. And then you hear what they really feel about you. And then you go to therapy and you go, I need to talk about these things and get them off of my chest. Well, we all carry around different stressors. Like for me, I've been attacked at work by Don LaGreca. But no matter what your issues are and your stressors may be, therapy is a great place to talk them through. I personally benefit from therapy quite a bit, and I think you could do the same. So if you've been thinking about starting therapy, maybe you want to go to BetterHelp. BetterHelp's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible. It's suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.